Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. Hey, thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosis. Each week, I either research or speak to someone about an aspect of lichen sclerosis and bring you the information. This week, I want to talk to you about advocating for yourself in the healthcare system. I'm going to give you actionable steps about what you should be doing before the visit, during the visit, and after the visit to make sure that you're getting the quality care that you deserve. When I say healthcare system, I'm talking about your doctor, your specialist, a clinician, even the nurse. This episode is to make sure that you're in charge of that partnership, because it is a partnership. I know for me, when I used to go to the doctor, it was, okay, I'm going to this person so they can tell me what's wrong with me and how to fix it. I mean, they're the ones with the medical degrees. They went to school for 8 years, learned all this information. So they're smarter than me, right? They should know what's going on. Unfortunately, not every medical professional is created equal. And that's part of the reason why we go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed for an average of 5 to 15 years, which is utterly ridiculous. Or we're getting told that we're having pain during sex because the men we're sleeping with have too large penises. Yeah, that's a thing. Listen to Dr. Sana's and Lou's diagnosis story. Crazy. But if you're listening to this podcast, that means you've either been diagnosed or you're on the precipice of being diagnosed and you're finally getting some answers. So here's the thing. A lot of us are still stuck with not so great doctors, me included. Unfortunately, I'm not in a big metro area, so my pickings are slim, unless I want to drive 2 hours to Washington. So barring that, I've developed a plan for advocating for myself when I do go see a doctor. And this goes for your lichen sclerosis doctor. It could be your general practitioner doctor. It could even be your dentist. Any doctor or any medical professional that you're dealing with in the healthcare system, this plan can work for you. So the first thing we have to do to become an effective advocate is remember that the doctor works for us. We pay them to give us a service. Now, that's in the U.S. and wherever you don't have universal health care. But even where you do have universal health care, they are giving you a service. We have a right to demand the best service that we can get. I mean, they charge us these ridiculous amounts of money, so we should be getting stellar service. If you've been listening to my recent episodes, you know I have been going through some health issues. So I've been seeing the doctor a lot more often. I have health insurance. Unfortunately, I also have a high deductible. So I look at every bill, and it is ridiculous what doctors charge. I mean, I understand they had to pay a lot of money for their medical training and education, but this is probably one of the most expensive purchases that we make on a regular basis. So you're damn right. We deserve to get spectacular service. We're paying for it. So the first thing you have to do is change your mindset. Don't be intimidated by this person. They work for you. Think of your plumber. Think of your handyman, the person who mows your lawn, your dry cleaner. You pay these people to do a service for you. The doctor is no different. We have to hold them accountable as such. Instead of going into the doctor's office with the mentality of, okay, I'm going to go in here, tell them what my symptoms are, and they're going to tell me what's wrong with me and how to fix it. Think about it as, I'm going to go to the doctor, tell them my symptoms, they're going to give me feedback, and we're going to partner in how to treat me and get me onto the road to recovery. Because it has to be a partnership. You have a role to play, they have a role to play, and together, you're going to get better. Stage one is before the visit. That means you've got homework to do before you even call the doctor. So the first thing you need to do is figure out what it is that you need to go see the doctor about. Try to make each visit about one or two major things because your time with the doctor is going to be limited. You don't want to go to the doctor with a list of 10 different things that are bothering you because they're not going to have the time to diagnose each one. You want to go in with the most major ailment. You can always discuss and tell your doctor about these other symptoms because you never know if they might be related or not. For example, we have our issues with lichen sclerosis, right? But we can also have issues with our stomachs or muscle pains or headaches or things like that. You don't want to go to the same visit and talk about your lichen sclerosis, your headache, your stomach ache, because the doctor's not going to focus on one thing. By all means, mention them, but you choose what this particular visit is focused on. So be very clear about what your visit is for. Then you have to find the right doctor for that visit. You don't want to go to a stomach specialist when your issue is with lichen sclerosis. And you don't want to go to a vulva specialist when your issue is with your stomach. So you have to find the right doctor for that visit. And then you want to prepare for the visit. That includes researching. That includes writing down your symptoms, tracking your symptoms. I developed a great resource for you. It's a lichen sclerosis symptom tracker, and it's on a Google Doc, so you can easily keep it updated on your computer, and you can track your symptoms, your pain level, if it's new, where you're having that symptom, what your trigger might be, how you treated it, did it work? And then you can see how often you're having the symptom, and take that with you into the doctor so they can see if there's a pattern, or you can look for any kind of a pattern to see what your triggers might be so you can try to avoid them. Along with a list of your symptoms, you want to have a list of questions. Super, super important that you write down any questions you think about before your visit, because a lot of the times when we're sitting in the doctor's office, again, it could be intimidating, and we're trying to listen to them, we're trying to answer their questions, and we might forget something that we wanted to ask. So if you have it written down on a piece of paper or on your phone, I suggest a piece of paper because a lot of the times the doctor will see it. They'll say, okay, this person's prepared. They have questions for me, and they will then engage you with that. But most of the time when you go into the doctor's office, they tell you to turn off your phone or silence your phone or whatever. They discourage you from using your phone. So if you haven't written down on a paper, you don't have to worry about that. The last thing you want to think about before your visit is if you want to bring an ally with you. An ally is someone who knows what's going on with you, who can speak to your symptoms, can speak to what your illness has been like, and someone that you trust, someone that will ask questions in case you miss something or they think of something that you didn't while the doctor is talking. This can be a spouse, a parent, a sibling, a friend, somebody that is going to be another part of this partnership. Now it's time to go to the doctor. The most important thing for me when I'm going to the doctor is staying calm, cool, and collected. Because, like I said before, going to the doctor can be intimidating, especially when you're going to see a doctor for the first time. You don't know their temperament. You don't know their style. So there's a lot of anxiety that can happen with this. If you've been dealing with this issue for a long time and these doctors have been giving you the runaround and now you're going to see another one, you can be anxious about, oh my God, are they about to give me another misdiagnosis? Are they going to be able to find out what's wrong with me? All of these thoughts can cloud what you need to do. So that's why it's super important that you do the work before your visit so you're prepared. Now, during the visit, the first thing you want to do is arrive early. That is going to set you up for success. You're going to have time to fill out all the paperwork that you need to fill out. You can sit for a few minutes, gather yourself, calm your breath, and mentally review what you prepared, what you want to get out of the visit, and get ready to see this doctor and meet him head on. Second thing you want to do is focus. You want to focus and stay calm. That means when you're talking to the doctor, you want to be focused on the main topic, the main reason that you're there. Don't get scattered and start talking about, you know, if you're there for lichen sclerosis, you want to talk about, oh, well, my foot was hurting last week. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, I had migraine headaches. Focus on what the reason for that visit is. If it has anything to do with your lichen sclerosis or that region, by all means, let them know. But you should have your symptom tracker. You should have your list of questions to guide the visit. Again, a lot of these doctors are on a timetable. You may get 10 to 15 minutes with this doctor if you're lucky. But chances are their next visit is already waiting for them. So they're trying to get done with you so they can get to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, so they can get out of the office on time. Be real concise with your information so they can get what they need, give you what you need, and get you out of there. The last thing you want to do is ask any questions that come up. If you don't understand something, if you are not sure about when you should follow up or what medication or how often to take your medication or what the maintenance plan is, whatever it is, ask questions. It's super, super important that you ask as many questions as you have during the visit, because chances are when you get home, you're not going to want to call the doctor. You're not going to want to email the doctor. You're just going to try to wing it and say, oh, I think this is what it was. Or you're going to go on Google and try to find the answer. When the medical professional is right there in your face, ask the questions. And if your doctor has an issue answering all of your questions, find a new doctor. After your visit, once you're done with your visit, you've got your follow-up appointment, you've got your maintenance plan, you got any test schedule that you need to take, whatever it is, you know exactly what you're doing and you've left the office. You're in your car. Celebrate. Come on, mama. You did it. You advocated for yourself. You came prepared. You killed it. Okay? You created a partner out of this doctor instead of this doctor being an all-knowing God who is there to cure you. You are now a part of your treatment. You go, girl. You go. Because you did that thing. Okay? So celebrate yourself. I don't care if you didn't even do all the steps. If you did one of the steps, if you moved one inch towards advocating for yourself, celebrate it. Because it's a process. You may not be able to do all of these things at once. But if you did one or two, whatever, celebrate it. Because now you have a starting point. You have a beginning. All you can do is grow and feel that empowerment. You are taking control of your health. How awesome is that? Telling you from personal experience, it feels amazing to not feel powerless, like, okay, I have to do whatever this person tells me, or I have no control over what is about to happen. To have agency in your own body, it's awesome. Next thing we're going to do is evaluate. Be completely, brutally honest. How did the doctor make you feel? Did you feel seen, heard? Did they rush you? Were they rude? Were they nice? Did they explain things to you? Did you feel like there was a partnership? There was an understanding? Did you feel like you had to walk on eggshells because maybe they have a little bit of an ego and they didn't like all your questions and the information that you brought to them? All of these things, evaluate it, decide, is this the person that I want to be my partner in my health journey? Because if it's not, you can always find another one. There's so many doctors out there, and unfortunately, they're not all good. So evaluate and be honest. Do not downplay a bad doctor. You're not doing yourself any service downplaying a bad doctor. On the flip side, if you have a doctor who's been good to you and you felt heard in the past, and this time it was not a good visit, they were rushing you, they were short with you, give them one more chance. Doctors are humans too, and they have bad days. You don't know what's going on. You just never know. We don't know the circumstances, but if they've been good to you before, don't throw them away. Give them another chance and then evaluate from there. And lastly, number three, super important, follow through. Do everything that you and your doctor have planned for your treatment, whether that's getting a referral to another doctor or specialist, a certain medication, blood work, follow-up test, whatever it is, make sure that you do it. Because if you're not doing your part of this partnership, the doctor can't do their part. If you're not going to these appointments or getting these tests done, then the doctor cannot get the answers that you need so that you guys can create your future treatment plan, your future maintenance plan, and get you healthy. So to recap, your three stages and what to do before your visit to the doctor. Number one, be clear about what your visit is for. Number two, find the right doctor. Number three, prepare for the visit. Stage two, during the visit, arrive early. Number two, stay focused. And number three, ask questions. And throughout it all, stay calm. Stage three, after the visit. Number one, celebrate. Number two, evaluate. And number three, follow through. I really hope you got something out of this episode. This is a broad overview of week three of my 5-week program, Get Okay with LS. In the program, I give you worksheets and we go more in depth in all of the stages and steps on creating that plan that's going to make you the partner with your doctor in your healthcare. If you're interested in getting more information about the program, go to lssupport.net and read up on it there. Also, if you want to download your own copy of the Lichen Sclerosis Symptom Tracker, you can go to lichensclerosispodcast.com/symptom tracker. I'd love to hear how you're going to advocate for yourself, or if you've been advocating for yourself and you want to share any tips and tricks that you use, and I can put them in the website in the show notes. Shoot me an email at Kathy@lichensclerosispodcast.com and I will add them to the show notes on the website. If you're interested in sharing any stories on the podcast, I'm looking for brave ladies that are willing to come on, share their diagnosis story, share any stories, you know, you might have with good doctors, bad doctors, whatever, with your LS sisters. Again, get in touch with me at Kathy@lichensclerosispodcast.com. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe, and I will see you next week. I hope you have an amazing day. And I will talk to you then. Bye.